Okay, and then I want you to focus on what you want instead of that feeling that you have, and how it would, you know, and how it would feel. Both spiritually, if you can, on a spiritual, that's fine, physical level, emotional level. I want you to focus on how it would feel if you didn't have that problem. And as you focus on that, we're going to do these hand positions. And that's what you're focusing on, is not the problem, but what you want. You always want to put your focus on what you want. Okay? So we're going to start with the first hand position. And the first one we're going to do is right here. It's over the bridge between the two eyebrows. And you're going to take your fingers. Remember, we're like this. And you're going to hold them out about maybe this far. And you remember, they're pretend like these are little beams of light coming off. And you're going to hold that for 30 seconds approximately. You can close your eyes and hold that position and think about what it is that you want and what the feeling would be if you had it. And start now. Okay, now the second position is over here off the sides of the temple. You're going to hold your hands out here. Again, focusing on it is what you want, how you'll feel if you have it. Start now. Okay, now the third position is right here, right by your jaw, right here in the upper part of your jaw where it joins the neck. It's kind of an awkward position, but it's about right in here. Think about what you want. Hold for 30 seconds. Start now. Okay, and then the final position is here at the Adam's apple, and you can rest your hands on your chest if you want to, and you're aiming for the Adam's apple area, thinking about what you want, how it would feel, starting now. Okay. Those are the four basic hand positions. Does anybody feel anything they want to share?
Does he explain what the different positions do? Does it move energy in different ways or something?
Well, he just basically explains that it moves the energy from the hypothalamus, stopping the frequency that causes stress response, and it gets the other
glands
and systems in the body to cooperate, and he does it through these areas. I don't know what each one means. I don't think he says.
Stimulates different
things. Now, he has a workbook that we have available, and you can also get, that will get specific to your problems. And he has, so if you have, let's say, fibromyalgia, you can look in the back of the book, find the hand positions, and he has custom positions. So you might be like this, you know, different things going on, to hold for a certain amount of time, and he'll break it into one code, number one, code number two. Number one is for most people, but number two is for some people who have other problems, and so he says do both just to make sure. So there's, you can get a little more detailed into this and a little more customized, but these are the four basic. And if you just did these alone, the people I hear on these conference calls talk that they're amazing. And you should do them at least three times a day if you can. Twice a day minimum, three times if you can do them. And I did, on the workbook, they have what's called the 12 days of health or something. And I did it for 12 days, custom positions for each area. And he said, if when you do this, you may start to detoxify your body. They call it the Herxheimer reaction or whatever. It's called a healing response. And I didn't think too much about it. And I'll tell you what, after 12 days, I started getting all kinds of aches, joint pain in my body, especially in my knee. I started having breakouts on my skin that I never had before. Just weird stuff that I just haven't had. Well, you know, now some people don't get much, but if you've got a lot of junk in your body, you're going to have a lot of junk come out. So he says, if you start noticing a lot of things that's starting to be a real problem, he says, back off. Just take it easy. Don't do it every day. Maybe do it every other day, or don't do it three times a day. Maybe just do it once a day, because some people are pretty sensitive and it comes out too much. So I went to an acupuncturist, and she said, yeah, your kidney and liver are stressed. So she did some acupuncture. Yeah, she did some needles, and that helped a lot. Drank a lot of water. You want to drink a lot of water and stuff like that. So, and then I was fine. So
did you feel that work for you?
Yeah, it definitely did something. Yeah, it did something. Now, I'm working right now on getting rid of some other little health issues, minor health issues, and I haven't done it enough, but I'm finding it's helping. And you'll find it helps in little ways, like little things that stressed you out don't stress you out anymore. You'll have a different reaction to things. I found it particularly with my mom, because taking care of a demented person who's 91 years old can bring up a lot of issues. It's very frustrating. You can get very impatient with them at times, and that's seemed to be melting away. You know, it's just naturally, you know, through what I'm doing. So I'm finding it coming out, and it isn't always just in physical ways. Yeah.
You were asking me a question.
Is it on? Okay. Are you aware of consciously what it's done for you, or is it subconscious still?
No, it's conscious.
Okay. And do you think this mother thing that you're going through is a past life thing where she took care of you, you took care of her? I mean, what, not to be nosy, but what does that have to do?
Not to be nosy. I want to be nosy. This is what I want to
have. Yeah, tell me. Well, what the hell's going on?
Oh, no, I don't think so. You know, it could be my issues with my mom, the grievances I've had with my mom could go back, probably does, lifetimes. So I'm just concentrating on this lifetime. It's just taking care of a demented person, even if you don't know him, as, you know, Adam knows. Very frustrating. You have to repeat yourself millions of times every day. They're like children. They're like kids, and so that kind of thing. So I have that issue just because she's demented, but also because daughters living with their moms, that's a huge issue right there, number one. Number two, I have grievances against her because of I really didn't feel like I bonded with her as a child, and that probably goes back to something beyond this life.
She's in your home with your husband.
Yeah. I mean, we're there 24/7. So, but I'm finding that my reactions to her and the impatience and the eye rolling and the frustration is just gone. And so the things that used to get me all, well, you can ask JJ how I'm just, you know, let it roll off back, you know. And I think it has a lot to do with what I've been doing with the healing codes.
So you heal an error belief, an illusional belief.
That's what happens with this. Now, you don't have to consciously know what the belief was. You know, he says if you don't have memories, a lot of people don't remember their childhood at all. He said that's okay. Don't worry about it. Your body knows. Subconsciously, your body knows everything. Because everything that's ever happened to you is recorded in your subconscious, right? So your subconscious knows. So let it take care of that. So you don't have to know all this stuff. And don't, if you try to get in there and go, now I'm going to heal this problem and I'm going to figure, you can't figure out consciously how to work this thing. You just do what he says to do and your body takes the rest, takes care of the rest. is just go through the sequence, like I said, where think about a problem, go back to a memory that felt similar to that. And as you do this, this is what I found. I've had more insights, like I said, on memories that I forgot about that were related to how I feel. And I go, now that's why I'm feeling that way, because I remember now what happened. Those will start coming up for you. And it's really interesting. Subconscious memories start to come up.
Party.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this reminds me of like a focus technique
of some sort, and probably more than that, but it just reminded me of an incident I had, a family incident that was a really emotionally troubling thing that bothered me for a couple of days, and I just felt kind of devastated with this family member, and then I finally said, you know, I just need to face this head on and focus on it, because I was, you know, depressed and all this kind of stuff, and just something I totally didn't expect. Anyways, after I started focusing on that, you know, it took about 2 days, and then I just woke up one morning and it was all gone, and because I just dealt with that stress, and then even my wife commented shortly thereafter that I was like that. She called me the Teflon Don, you know, because everything just rolled off. Even other stuff that wasn't related to that just seemed to roll off. And this kind of sounds like that's what this might be doing, is helping you focus your energy by using your hands or whatever, and that's why there's probably various techniques. So yeah. I just wanted to mention that. So
yes, like I said before, you're not trying to get rid of your memories, because you won't, but you're going to negate or cancel out the negative response to that that's making you sick, like the noise canceling headphones. Yeah. Okay, were there any questions about the emotion code? That's just a real quick and dirty thing. We don't have time to go into too much, but if you want to, like I said, explore, go to that. And remember, it's got to be the healing code. Same thing with the emotion code, is the emotion code. So if you put just healing code, you're going to get a wacky website that has nothing to do with it.
So the one you just did with us is the healing code.
That's the healing code. Yep.